And Greg Giles from Legacy Financial is joining me this morning for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Greg, I checked the co-host pattern from throughout the years, and to be my co-host, you either have to be a female or a man named Greg. So you fit the bill.
I fit the costume.
Exactly. So welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. We start off with something from the Delta Hotel and Conference Center. They've got the TriCon Spring 2019 today, begins today, and it's through this Sunday. The event will feature Dungeons & Dragons, regional tournaments, artists, and much more. If you'd like to find out more on that stuff, you can go to tristategamers.org.
Next up, Briarcliff University will debut its annual spring play, Dating Games, beginning tonight. It goes through Sunday, with evening performances at 7 p.m. and the Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. in the university's theater. Dating Games is a comedy that aims to capture the feeling of dating in modern society. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, contact briarcliff.edu.
That is the first of our many theater selections to talk about. Sioux City Community Theater is wrapping up their run of The Bridges of Madison County. That's the last performance for that will be Sunday. Evening performances tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, the Sunday matinee at 2. It's based on the best-selling novel of the same name.
And next up in the theater world is a play in which I'm a part.
Oh.
Lamb Arts Regional Theater presents in its closing weekend, Church and State. It's tonight, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. The Sunday matinee is at 1:30 p.m. Church and State is about how a senator, portrayed by yours truly, makes an off-the-cuff comment to a blogger that gets leaked on the Twitter, calling into question the senator's stance on guns and God. For further information, contact lambtheater.com.
Excellent. I know for a fact that Greg is a fine actor because he was my Bob Cratchit
2 years ago.
Ebenezer Scrooge at the Christmas thing. The Lamars Community Theater presents An Inspector Calls. That also wraps up this weekend with the nighttime performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock at the Postal Playhouse. Inspector Farce, Inspector Calls is a British farce.
National Music Museum, formerly known as the Shrine to Music Museum, will be presenting The Maroons as part of their spring 2019 NMM Live series tonight from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Farber Hall.
Yeah,
famous professor. Farber Hall at the University of South Dakota. The Maroons are a Minneapolis-based trio that bring energy and social history of Caribbean African music, nmmusd.org, for further information.
The Browns Century Theater in Lamars is hosting a Celtic celebration show tonight at 7 o'clock, and then tomorrow from 1:30 to 3:30. The event will feature Celtic fiddlin', as well as Irish dance and more, with performances by the Browns, Josiah Mullins, and Colin Hopp of the band Winter Wayfarer.
Fiddlin'. Apostrophe. And back to Vermilion, where the University of South Dakota will present one-act plays beginning tonight, Friday, March 15th, through Sunday, March 17th, with evening performances at 7:30 to 9:30, and the Sunday matinee from 2 to 4 at the Warren M. Lee Center for the Fine Arts. One-act plays are USD's popular annual festival of short plays, directed by graduate and advanced undergraduate directing students.
Going on tonight, actually, they started last night and are going to continue tonight and tomorrow night at the Marquee. This is very exciting. The Sioux City Rockestra is back in action after about, I think, a three-year hiatus. They've pared things down just a bit so they can fit on the stage at the Marquee. They've got about 20 members or so, but they were founded originally back in 2004 by John Lubke. Sioux City Rockestra is America's first professional rock and roll orchestra, comprised of musicians from the Siouxland area and beyond. And I just snuck into the Marquee last night for a little bit, and I heard them play, and they're sounding fabulous. Go to SiouxCityRockestra.com for
very more information. Very cozy venue, as opposed to not that the Orpheum wasn't beautiful, but this is definitely a different
set. Yeah, it's a whole different deal.
Set list. The Siouxland Civic Dance Association will be performing Cinderella tomorrow night. That's Saturday, March 16th. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the
Klinger-Neal
Theater? Yeah, it says it's misspelled here.
It
should be the Klinger-Neal Theater at Morningside College. The performance of Cinderella won't feature dialogue. Instead, the story of the classic fairy tale will be told through dance. For information, contact 712-255-0972.
University of South Dakota. Man, lots of stuff happening up in Vermilion. The USD Chamber Singers Home Concert will be tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Vermilion United Church of Christ. David Holthusen and the USD Chamber Singers bring their tour concert home to share their experience, their joy, their love of music with the university and the community of Vermilion. And if you're listening right now, you can go up too. It's okay.
And of course, Steve and I are both USD graduates.
So yes, we are.
Please accept our apologies. Vanguard Arts will host Comedy Night tomorrow night. That's March 16th, beginning at 8 p.m. The event will feature Gary Lewis, who has shared the stage with Tommy Chong, Stephen Wright, Tom Arnold, and is open for Creedence Clearwater Revival. Skyler Boak opens the show. Vanguard Arts Facebook page is where you can get further information.
Betty Strong Encounter Center presents a performance of Gangspiel on Sunday, beginning at 2 o'clock. Gangspiel is comprised of award-winning musicians who will treat the audience to dance tunes and songs from every corner of Denmark and more, including some of the musicians' new original compositions.
The Sioux City Chamber Music Association continues its 43rd concert season with a performance of Maggie in the Meantime, Sunday, March 17th at 3 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. Maggie in the Meantime was founded in 2009 in Sioux Falls and was inspired by Celtic and folk style of music. The group is a blend of ballad, folk, and storytelling.
The Northwest Iowa group Sierra Club is hosting a viewing of the film The Future of Energy, Lateral Power to the People. On Sunday, beginning at 5:30 at the First Unitarian Church. The Future of Energy is about the clean energy revolution happening right now.
Briarcliff University will be hosting Lessons We Have Learned on Monday, March 18th from 7 to 8 p.m. at the St. Francis Center on campus. The event will give women the platform to share their stories and bond in recognition of Women's History Month.
Wayne State College is hosting a performance of Trio de Voluto on Monday evening at 7:30 at Lathe Theater. Formed in 2015, Trio de Voluto is a fusion of tuba, horn, and euphonium and derives its name from a piece specially commissioned for the group by Italian composer Corrado Saglietta.
Back to Vermilion. University of South Dakota will present Human Library, Unjudge Someone. On Tuesday, March 19th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at ID Week's library on campus, the Human Library is a multicultural dialogue event designed to engage participants in one-to-one conversations to bring greater understanding and awareness to issues that we find in society today.
Yeah, the Human Library at Briarcliff a couple of years ago sounded super interesting.
It does sound interesting.
The Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting a spring equinox hike on the first day of spring. Wednesday, March 20th from 3 to 4, attendees will take a guided hike to welcome the coming of spring and explore the Nature Center trails. Dress for the weather, which who knows what it's going to be.
It's March in Iowa.
Exactly. The event is free and open to the public.
Back to Vermilion. University of South Dakota will host guest speaker Kevin Fullerton speaking on jazz legend Ornette Coleman, Thursday, March 21st, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon at the Warren M. Lee Center for the Fine Arts on campus. USD alum Kevin Fullerton is the speaker. The open-form composition of Ornette Coleman and the album Free Jazz, a Collective Improvisation in Context, will be discussed. The event is free and open to the public.
And finally, Wayne State College is hosting its Plains Writers Series Thursday at 3:30 at the Humanities Lounge on the campus. The event will feature poets William Trowbridge and Neil Harrison. Both have several poetry collections. That's a free event and open to the public. That's it for this week's edition, the St. Patrick's Day or week edition of Cultural Continuum. Thanks for tuning in today. If you have something you would like to submit, email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu or just submit it straight to our website, kwit.org. On behalf of new co-host Greg Giles and executive producer Jorge Quesada, I'm Steve Smith, leaving you with music from Ornette Coleman.